Yes. And I kind of thought he would go before Don, but Walt had a lot of things going on, and I didn't realize till the end that he liked to drink. So, yes, I figured that we lost Walt. You know, he was a staple for a long, long, long time for Useka, and just a staple for ham radio altogether. And yeah, it's a shame.
In 1990, when all you needed to take a ham test was two hams general or above, it was a rainy night. Three of us came in, all with a case of beer under our arm. Who gave us the test? Who signed my ticket? Walter and Sean. And Walter was a true ambassador to the hobby in this area. You needed a Walter in every big city in America. Seriously, if you wanted to promote the hobby. Give Walter a lot of credit for that.
Yes, and he was
Absolutely.
always promoting
and
Lark in the Park and whatever,
you know, if you,
whatever event was going on with whatever,
he was a fixture.
That was the guy. And he was at every swap.
The man. So.
They would man him at a table.
Because
I remember in the 90s.
Always willing to talk to
and even before the 90s, when my dad had me going in with his TV guys to the swaps, I remember seeing Walt there every single time.
All right, I'm going to eat this chicken now because...
And
yeah, air fried it.
Remember,
yeah, so
we
now,
had the swaps at the Southfield High School, and we had all those different swaps at the Mercy Center in Farmington Hills, and a lot of the venues ended up disappearing over the
Somebody's
years.
Had a couple of cocktails.
A lot of the good ones that we had, and. For many, many years, they were combining those with the computer swaps. You'd have all the shareware people there at the swaps, too. And I found a lot of good, useful shareware.
Repeat your time out.
That worked with ham and everything
all right,
else.
Unfortunately, there, Colin, we doubled.
And,
those
days ain't coming back.
Done, and so now I must
and Walt used to do the cooking, too.
But my fingers will be barbecued.
He took the initiative
so
on a lot of that.
Double
UHCMC.